ओम शांति। ओम शांति। वंस अगेन टुडे वी आर गोइंग टू टॉक अबाउट पावर ऑफ साइलेंस। We all Baba's children have experience of real silence. Do you have? Yes? So when we talk about silence, there are two types of silence. One is external silence and other is So, when we talk about silence, there are two types of silence we experience in our life. One is external silence, another is inner silence. External silence, we say absence of noises and sound. Maybe it can be anywhere, no, maybe around our atmosphere, or when we go to the places, especially mountains or sea beaches, natural places, no? Which are at outskirts of city, in farms, we experience that external silence, and that is temporary silence. For a temporary period we feel that. Other silence, sometimes when people go to graveyard and cremation ground, there is also, it's a silence, but it's dead silence. But when we talk about inner silence, that is called peace, and that is true religion of soul. It's feeling when we stabilize ourselves in the true religion of peace, and we experience the same peace when we take our mind beyond to the land of peace, because that is the land of absolute silence. And when we remember Shiv Baba, His ocean of peace. So through that ocean of peace, we experience again that silence. So it's a state of mind. When we say silence or peace, it's our state of mind. And this cannot be received from outside methods. No, like no people, no things can give you peace. It's just when you stabilize your mind in the thoughts of peace, we can experience peace. And peace and silence, they make our mind powerful. And with that mind, we can do service. That is called service through mind. Baba speaks many times, no, about the service through mind, and he inspires us that we should continue to increase the service through mind. Even in today's Murli blessing, it was, you know, we should not be doing service only through words and our deeds, but there should be service through mind in addition. Whatever type of service we are doing, whether it is through our words we are giving knowledge, or we are doing karmana seva, but there should be good wishes and good feelings with it, and that makes double service. So everything should be double, and then fruit also will be double. So service through mind, when we say, why Baba inspires us to do that? Because the speed of mind is very fast. It can reach anywhere within no time. And through mind, we can do the service of the whole world while being at one place. You are placed locally and act globally. It's like you are at one place, but your vibrations can travel through the world. This is with the use of power of silence. It's only possible when my mind is that powerful and peaceful that I can spread those vibrations to the whole world. And we see as the silence is getting more refined, the instruments are becoming more powerful. Now we see smartphone. You can see the older phones, their size and their use. There was only single use that you can just call from that set. But nowadays, in that small phone which you can carry anywhere in the world, you can contact to any person in the whole world. And not only calling, but there are so many other features that are also available. You can take photos, you can do recordings, video, audio recordings, you can use internet, and not only internet, but all the facilities available in the internet means like the whole world you have in your hands. So how is that possible? It's only because the science became refined using power of silence. How the scientists, they do inventions, is only when they go deep into silence, their mind becomes more powerful and creative, and they come out with new inventions. So in the same way, Baba says, how should we use our power of silence? In the same way, like we should be creative for giving vibrations to the souls of world and help them in that way. Like we can encourage any soul from any distance. We can give them hope, we can give them courage, we can give them message of Baba to create their fortune. We can give them experience of peace, experience of virtues, which Dadi says Sakash, no? Like, we give Sakash to that person. But it should be with that concentration, no? Like, the scientist, when they do something, they do in that silence and concentration. Then only new thing come up. So this will be only successful when I am using the right method. And the right method, Baba says, my mind should be unconditional for that soul and it should always be having good feelings and good wishes. It should not be that sometimes I am having good feelings, sometimes no. Sometimes my feelings becomes negative because, it's very simple. When souls who are coming in contact with you, they are good to you, they are loving to you, you also have good feelings for them. But if someone has done something wrong, or someone has, insulted you, or criticized you, or have some clashes of sanskars with you, then what happens? My feelings immediately change. I do not speak through words that we know how to behave externally, you know? Like still we remain sweet externally, but my inner feelings, what happens? They are not that good. Should be. And this is the real work which we can do only in silence. When we sit in meditation, what do? We realize ourselves, we go within and we see where are the negativities still there, and I need to purify them. So if you have still, like those feelings about any soul, we have in day-to-day life, we come in contact with so many souls in our family life, in our relations, friends, colleagues of workplace, so many people. And so many situations, they keep coming to us. And every day, there are so many circumstances when we can become negative easily. So, can you keep your mind positive even in those situations? That is a challenge. And especially in present environment, when we call it a Kaliyugi environment or Tamo Pradhan environment, when everything around is negative, not supporting you. So only then we will be able to use our power of silence when we can keep our mind positive even in those circumstances. And that requires long effort. Baba says long time effort. You will be able to control your mind. Otherwise, like your mind is also get influenced by those things. And when you are influenced by them, then you are not able to radiate your vibrations of peace. You are absorbing their vibration rather than giving your own vibrations. Now, we are world benefactors. And Baba says we are world transformers. So if we are influenced by those souls who have all vicious sanskars, then can I put my influence on them? It's really difficult. So here we need to improve our power of mind. And how we can improve our power of mind? First we need to check, then change. So we know we create waste thoughts, we create negative thoughts. Waste thoughts mostly, they are of little events of my day-to-day life. And someone has said something to me, and I get hurt, then I keep thinking on that. Maybe past some negative situations, they keep coming to my mind. Waste thoughts. Why this has happened to me? This should not have happened. Okay? And negative thoughts, they are of vices. Sometimes I am in influence of any of these vices. Maybe not much, we are Brahmin souls. So maybe only 5% in a day. But still, because we are carrying those old sanskars with us, we have not become completely pure. Is it? So sometimes, that influence come. We are in thoughts of sex lust, maybe we are in thoughts of anger, in thoughts of envy, in thoughts of hatred, in thoughts of attachment. And whenever these negative thoughts are touching to my mind, my peace is gone. Can you experience peace when your mind is negative? What do you think? We first lose our peace, we first lose our silence. So can we give silence to others at that time? No. So I need myself to transform first. I should have that power that I can transform these thoughts into positive immediately. That's what Baba says, controlling power and ruling power over mind. These things are going to come up. Papers are going to come up. We are in paper hall. We are in examination hall. So this is not possible that no situation will arise to me. No, even more may come. No, Baba says, I say to Maya sometimes, go and test my children. So, this is not going to decrease. But we need to become more powerful, to face them, to transform them. So from where we can get positive thoughts? Because negative can only be transformed by positive thoughts. So where do you get positive thoughts? Which is the source of positive thoughts for Brahmins? Yes? Yes? Soul consciousness. Okay. What else? Good wishes. Okay. I want to listen something else. Contact with Baba. Yes. Pure feelings. Actually, every day is Murli. That's true. Yoga is also, because connection with Baba gives us good feelings, and then that leads to good thoughts. But the source of positive thoughts is Murli for us every day. Worldly news cannot give us positive thoughts. Worldly relations cannot give us positive thoughts. It's only the company of Brahmins and company of Baba and study. And this study we need every day, because every day's Murli has solution of all the problems of life. When we listen Murli every day, it changes our attitude, it changes our thinking pattern. And if we are disturbed by something from previous day, you listen to Murli and what do you feel? Baba knows my heart. He knew what I am feeling today. And the right thing has come in the Murli. This is the right point I got today. Did you have this experience or not? Yes? So that's why it's more important. It's not only important to listen Murli, but also to churn it, revise it, at least 2-3 times a day. So why do we need to revise it? Because the revision, we make it our own. When we revise it, the Baba's knowledge becomes our knowledge. We become embodiment of those points. You know, like we can bring them into practice. It's like we are in battlefield, no? We say when soldiers, they go to battlefield, before going to battlefield, what do? They do practice by their weapons every day. They try to use their guns, hit the target, so that at the right time, when they are in battle, they can shoot the enemy in one. So if I am using Baba's point daily, it's only when I remember them I can use. If I forget, I cannot use them. Sometimes what happens, we just listen Murli in the class, if I am listening every day. Sometimes even that is not done. Sometimes I am listening, sometimes if I am busy, I just left it. I say, oh, Baba says same thing every day, so it's okay. I heard twice a week, that's more than enough. No. It should be every day. Although Baba repeats many things, you know, like, because we have to become embodiment of those things and we have not become yet, so Baba repeats those things every day, you know, like Baba says soul consciousness. So are we soul conscious? No. We become body conscious again and again. That's why Baba had to say about soul consciousness every day. But still there are some new points in Murli. Now if you listen it carefully, if my mind and intellect both are present in Murli, sometimes this also happens. I am sitting in the Murli physically only, and my mind is wandering everywhere in the world. Maybe at your home, maybe at your office, maybe with your friends. This happens. If I am not focused, then because speed of mind is too fast and it immediately goes here and there. And if I am not in Murli, then how can I remember it? The things only remembered by mind on which I am focused or I am concentrated. So I need to listen with full concentration, one thing. And not only that, if I use them, if I have in my mind, then I can use those points. And if I am using those points at right time, then it's like I am practicing, and when I really need them, they work. Like a soldier can hit the target rightly only when he is practicing that earlier. If there is no practice, then he can miss the target. Maybe failure, no? We see that these players, those who play in the playgrounds, they also do lot of practice every day to win the medal. And when they do everyday practice, then only, like there is success. Even if for one day they don't do practice, it shows the difference at their game. So here too also, Baba says, every day you must practice Baba's Murli points, must revise them. Then only we will be able to victorious over Maya, because these knowledge points are our weapons. For Maya, for winning the vices, these knowledge points are weapon. No, like when you are body conscious, the weapon is soul consciousness. As soon as I become soul conscious, body consciousness is finished. But I should be able to use it. If some situation arises which is creating, like bad feelings in me, like I am disheartened, I am disturbed, then what Baba says, put a full stop to that, give it to Baba, and feel that your accounts are over. These are all the points, and I need to use them as many other things Baba says, like it is nothing new. They're like drama. Just say drama. It was drama. So you are putting that full stop. So if I have used that and churned over that earlier, then when the situation arises, I am able to put that full stop of drama. That drama is beneficial. It is always been beneficial, either in the past, now in the present, and even in the future, whatever will come or whatever will happen will be more beneficial, because this confluence age is beneficial and Shiv Baba is benefactor. And that will definitely work for me if I have used it. And if I have not used it, churned over it, then at the right time when I need it, I'm saying drama, but it's not working. Still I'm disturbed. Still I'm going in why, what. So this is the sign. How I can check myself. So that is why the Murli is very important, and it's the foundation of our this Brahmin life. And we need to give it that importance. In any situation, I have to make myself present, either for Murli in the center, or if not possible, maybe because of job or any other problem, then through internet or through, you know, there are so many science facilities available nowadays. So we can always read Murli and get Murli. So you should be able to read Murli or listen Murli every day. We should never, never, never miss Baba's Murli. And that is only the positive source for our mind. And then only we will be able to experience and use that power of silence. When we can make our mind positive immediately in any situation using Baba's Murli point, then that magic, that then we can make impossible as possible, as I told you. With power of concentration, the scientists, they make impossible possible. So why can't we Baba's children do that magic when we have the real power of silence with us? And second thing, that for concentration to improve, again we require practice. And that is a spiritual exercise for mind every day. No, like to make body strong and healthy, people do physical exercise every day. So in the same way, Baba has given us exercise that whenever and whichever time I focus my mind in any stage of yoga, it should be there for that period of time. If I am in the stage of point stage, in incorporeal stage, in land of peace, Paramdham, and I want to experience that land of peace with Baba's, that point form for 10 minutes. Maybe, you know, like I'm just saying for 10 minutes, I want to be in Paramdham. So I should be in Paramdham for 10 minutes. My mind should not come down. Normally in ordinary yoga what happens? For a second I am up and I touched Paramdham, I saw Baba, and then I am again back in the corporeal world. And then my mind went here and there. Again I remembered, I wanted to be with Baba in Paramdham. Why I came down? Then I try to go up again. Is it true? So this is not concentration. This is like ordinary yoga. Okay, I'm trying to remember Baba. I'm not focused fully. I'm just trying to get my target. I have not reached my target. So to reach that stage, again, I require practice every day. So again, like sometimes try to keep your mind consciously in Paramdham, especially when you practice yoga, like 7 to 7.30 meditation we usually do every day, Amrit Vela we usually, so these are our fixed timings. Then, like challenge your mind, give the mind practice that I want to be in incorporeal form for 10 minutes, means 10 minutes, I'll be there only. Then for 10 minutes, I want to be in angelic form, in my avyakt form, with Brahma Baba in angelic form, in subtle reasons. And in subtle reasons, we can have a spiritual conversation with Brahma Baba, with Bab Dada we can say, not only Brahma Baba, but Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba both are combined, so we can have conversation. The complete experience of silence is in Paramdham, because that is the place of absolute silence. It's with Shiv Baba, and if I'm just experiencing that silence, my original eternal stage with complete purity, full of virtues, that's it. But when I come to subtle reasons with Bab Dada, then I can say anything. whatever feelings I have, whatever experiences I have today, whatever problems I faced today, I want to share with Baba. So I can experience relationships. So through those relationships, maybe as a friend, maybe as a companion, maybe as a father, maybe as a mother, whichever relation I desire, I can share my feelings with Baba in angelic form. So angelic form means double light. You are double light. Soul as well as with transparent body of light. And you see yourself, you visualize yourself in that transparent body of light with soul in the center of forehead. So this is avyakta stage. And maybe, like sometimes we are sitting in meditation room, we are sitting in front of picture of Baba, and my mind is not able to go up. It has not that power to go up. So I am just seeing that picture and remembering Baba. That too is yoga. But it's too ordinary level of yoga. The concentration comes when I am up there. And it's like from that I become the tower of peace. That height I become the tower of peace and I work as lighthouse. And we see lighthouses in the sea. And that lighthouse has such light which go up to the miles. And it can give right direction to any ship in the sea. In the same way, when I become lighthouse, then I can give my vibrations to any soul in the world. From that top point, how big is the world for me? How big is the earth for me? How big is the earth for Baba? What do you say? Really, it's not very big. No, even when we go up in the plane, the big places, they become shorter, they become small. So, from the height, I can spread my vibrations very easily to the whole world, souls of the whole world. And especially we require to give our power of silence to those souls who are suffering. So right now we heard about the Philippines incidents, a storm has come there and thousands of people are dead because of that storm. So not only the souls, those who have left their body, but their relatives and those who lost their property, they have experienced so much of loss in their life, they all are suffering. It's not only those thousands who died, but maybe, millions of souls have suffered because of that storm. So what is the duty of Baba's children at that time? We cannot reach there physically. We cannot reach. We do not have that much power to reach physically there and help the souls. But how can we help them? Through our service, through mind. So I think you must have done that service, because especially in Madhuban, at all the three places, on Sunday, when we do international meditation for peace for the whole world, that day especially it was told that we are doing today's meditation for the souls who have suffered this storm in Philippines. And it's just one storm we are talking about. India before that has suffered two storms. One in Uttarakhand, it was in the hills, mountains of Uttarakhand, and other was in Orissa. It's one of the state in India. And again, thousands of people were dead, and then there was so much loss of property and everything. So we as a Brahmins, but again, if we are doing it with proper method, and with full concentration, then only my vibrations are able to reach there. Now, like you have a 1000-watt bulb and you have a 0-watt bulb, the power is different or not? 1000-watt bulb spreads more light up till more distance, and 0-watt bulb, just little light for small area. So I need to check my power of mind. Is it 0-watt bulb or 1000-watt? And for how long, for how far I can spread my vibrations? This is only when I increase my power of mind, I work on my mind every day. Then only I'll be able to spread in that way. And it's only possible when I give my full attention to Murli, when I churn over Murli, I'm able to remove my negative thoughts immediately. As soon as I'm touched by negativities of my own mind or negativities of others. Sometimes, no, even Brahmins, they carry hurts for so long. Now every day, one or other is going to hurt you. Maybe physically, or maybe emotionally, or maybe through behavior. In any way, no, there are so many ways people can hurt you. And if I am creating waste thoughts because of that, means I am losing my mental energy. I am just draining my mental energy, and it's making my mind weak. And if even if there's influence of any vice for longer period of time staying in my mind, that also draining my energy multi-million times. So you are remembering Baba, you are doing yoga to improve your power of mind. But again, you know, like all those things, they are like hole in a bucket. We say when there is hole in the bucket, no matter how much you fill the water, what happens? It goes down through that hole. And it's empty always. So if I am not careful, then what happens? I am trying to fill my mind with Baba's power, but it's just strained out. Because of all these influences which are coming to my mind. And I'm not feeling charged at all. And I become peaceless very easily. And sometimes I question myself, what I'm doing being a Brahmin. Am I really having those powers I should be having? What do you think? So, when I am attentive and careful, then I really feel that power of silence within me. And as well as I am able to spread those vibrations all around the world. Not only at my local place. Local place is the first place to be benefited. Because the vibration starts from here, then where will they go first? First to the place where you live. And then you can spread to your area, your center, your country, and then all around. And Baba wants us every hour, you know, at least for 1 minute. That's why we are having traffic control now every hour. At least for a minute, I should be focused immediately. Wherever your mind is, just bring it to soul consciousness and spread vibrations. Baba wants that much vansa seva from us, because it's the need of the hour. It's the need of the time. And it adds up our marks. Baba says mansa seva, service through mind, is also the service, like service through words and service through our deeds, and it has the same marks. If the service through deeds has 100 marks, then service through mind also has 100 marks. So although it seems very easy, serving through mind, it seems very easy, but it's really not that easy. Why not easy? Because of influences. I already talked about them. The influences we get from the sanskars of self and from others. And when we are using that silence power, we can use that for the self also, not only for the world, but that experiments can done for our own karmic accounts. That's what Baba says, no, with yoga, especially volcanic stage yoga, can destroy or can absolve our sins of the past. So how is it possible? You know, sometimes when we are suffering, we have not finished our sins with the power of yoga, then it comes as the disease of the body, maybe obstacles in our life, maybe conflicts in relationships. All the time we are facing problems, not at peace at all. Maybe, no, like all these situations are because of karmic accounts. So I can use again here, no, this power of my silence, focused in that area where I am suffering. If I am suffering in my body, no, like maybe I have some disease and it's like chronic disease. When it is just acute disease, as fever, diarrhea, it just comes and goes and we don't worry about these things because we know the medicines, we go to doctor and within few days we are normal back again. But when there is chronic disease, not these diseases, chronic disease means if someone is suffering from diabetes or cancer or maybe, you know, like any chronic problems, there are so many, there's a big list, arthritis, back pains, headaches, I'm not going in that whole list, but there's a long list of those chronic problems. So that time, if we use a particular virtue for a particular organ, because soul has 7 original virtues, we all know that. You can help me in counting. Love, yes, peace, happiness, knowledge, power, bliss, purity. Okay, so all these 7 virtues, they are related to our 7 organs. In body, there are 7 main systems. So they're like knowledge is for brain. No, we use knowledge for brain. We know this. And this peace is for our respiratory system. Okay, love is for heart. So always we connect love with our heart. You know, few things we know. Happiness is for digestive system. That's why I said happiness is the best nourishment. Nourishment means it's connected to our stomach. And powers is for muscles. For our this mobility. And then purity is for our immune system. Okay. So if I am suffering in digestive system, no, like I have some digestive problems, maybe acidity or like this, then I need to remember Baba as a bestower of happiness and stabilize your mind as a embodiment of happiness. Okay, my self religion is embodiment of peace, embodiment of happiness. So you are taking vibrations of happiness from Baba because he is bestower of happiness and remover of sorrow. I know this. So I am focusing or concentrated in that way on Baba and receiving those vibrations and giving those vibrations to my stomach, to the disease I am having. And I am having this thought that this is now with the power of Baba, and with the power of my mind is finished or it's getting healed. Although you don't stop your medicines, we don't say to stop the medicines because Baba says this is Tamu Pradhan body and the elements are also Tamu Pradhan. So sometimes we need to give those medicines also if it is required. But I'm using power of yoga along with it and then it really works. And I have seen myself, I have done these type of experiments on the self and on other people too, because I was in hospital. Basically, I am a medical doctor and I worked in Global Hospital. So, I got opportunity to experiment on the patients. And when we have this power, we also want to use, no? So I tried that and it really worked. It really helped even dying patients, I have seen. Even if you have good wishes and good feelings from your heart, from the depth of your heart, then really it helps other people. And even for the self also, no? I had a few years ago a cyst in my stomach. And it was a big cyst, it needed to be operated. And doctor told me to go for operation. But he told me it's not urgent, you can wait for, you know, like some time, 1 month or 2 months, and whenever you plan, you come for surgeries. It was like that. So I thought, when he is giving me time, why not to experiment it? And then I tried this, you know, like silence power. I started practicing, you know, after having powerful meditation, every last 5 minutes, I used to give energy to that cyst, and with this thought, it's reducing and healed. It was like my final thought for that. And after 1 month, when I went for sonography, 2 centimeter size was reduced. It was earlier 7 centimeter, and it became 5 centimeter in the next sonography. So then doctor said, when it is reduced in size, why to go for surgery? Just wait for some more time. Let us see. And I knew what I am doing, why it has gone down. And then, I also took some homeopathic medicine. I told you, we need not to stop our medicine. If you want to take some medicine, then we can continue with it. So I took that homeopathic medicine, because in allopathic there is no medicine for it. You have to go for surgery. That's it. So in next 3 months, when I go for sonography again, because it was a follow-up for that, it reduced further 1 centimeter. It was gradual. It was not that immediately reduced completely. So it took 1.5 years to completely finished, but it finished ultimately, and even doctor got amazed, how this became possible, because I have never seen in my life that the cyst, they had to be operated, that's it, no? So, if we really, with the right method, with concentration, if we use this silence power, it really works. And that I told you, when scientists can make impossible things possible, why can't we, when we have right or true the silence power with us? Okay? So, this is everyday practice, and by doing everyday practice, we can improve our this silence power. Okay? Om Shanti. So we'll have, you will be having meditation till 7:30, but I'll sit here till song, and then I have to go. One sister can volunteer to come in front, and who can come in front and conduct meditation? Yes? Can you come, sister? Successor? Can you come? Come, sister. Till 7:30, okay? Ek geet baja do.
किस्मत गई सवर